That's the sound, if you can hear that, of Mango the dog, who has emptied his bowl of dog treats and he's actually sounds to be eating stones, I think. Anyway, he's a tough dog.
He's a tough dog. He grows up with golf balls, so it's really chewing golf balls. Be careful.
So we have a dog here whose diet is golf balls. Otherwise, actually, a really lovely dog, don't get the wrong impression. But what am I talking about? Well, I'm sitting here at the headquarters of Mamuco, who make the most amazing bags. And I'm sitting at a table enjoying a coffee with Levi and Attila, who are the magic bag makers at Mamuco. And today I have the utter total privilege and honour of having a bag made for me. So guys, what are we going to be doing today? Tell me about this bag.
We are really honoured to make a really special digital storyteller bag for Roger, and we just after finished to discuss the details and all the things that we'll need to go and what's the request that will go into this really nice bag that we'll make today, and we'll record the process and the procedure, and it will be really fun, and we are really glad that we'll start working together.
And that's the thing, the digital storyteller bag wouldn't be a digital storyteller bag if there wasn't a story about the creation of the bag. So that was Attila, and I'm now just going to have a quick chat with Levi, because Levi was looking at the designs. Now, I'm not a bag designer, by the way, so I've come up with a very conservative design. But already, Levi, you had a suggestion to make in terms of security, because I'd built in a security feature and you had a much better idea.
Oh yeah, but it's really simple. You can lock this bag by using the two runners, and when the bag is closed, you can put the padlock in between the two runners, and you can close the bag easily. And you can put the padlock wherever you feel like in the bag, under the flap, and that's more safe.
It is, because as we were talking, it occurred to us that if we had a locking mechanism, because, you know, digital storytellers do tend to carry around quite appealing little bits of electronic gadgetry that the light-fingered among society would like to get their hands on. So I had thought, I'll be clever and I'll allow for those situations where it might be a good idea to have the bag lockable. And of course, I had a padlock on the outside, and what that means, or ability to lock it with a padlock on the outside. And of course, what that broadcasts to everybody is that, well, if there's a padlock on the outside, there must be something on the inside that's pretty cool. And Levi said, well, why don't you hide the padlock? So there you are. There's the bag maker in action versus me, the amateur. what are you going to change about my design? There must be something that you're looking at going, no, we're not going to do that.
No, it's all good. It's conservative, but it's the bag has to be useful and
functional, practical. Obviously, you use the fabrics that we always use, PV tarpaulin. Hopefully, we'd love to use some sails as well. That's the characteristic Mamuco will use. We'll have the chance to choose from different types of seed beds, webbing,
and
padding, polyfoam padding, colors of thread and everything. So this will be something fun and really special.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. And if you've listened to that list that Attila just reeled off there, you will have realized that this bag is not going to be made of your average bag making material. Anyway, join us throughout the day. The hashtag for this is Digital Storyteller Bag, and you can follow Mamuco online at Mamuco, MAMUKKO, or you can follow me online, Roger Overall, but you probably already are if you're listening to this. But there we are. That's for the hashtag for the day, is Digital Storyteller Bag, on all kinds of platforms. This is going to be a transmedia experience. Talk to you later.